The starting point of setting goals is for you to throw off all mental limitations and let your mind roam freely across the entire universe of possibilities. Temporarily imagine that you have no limitations of time or money or knowledge or contacts or experience or education. Imagine that anything that you can write down is possible for you. Remember, anything that you can clearly define and crystallize on paper is probably possible if you want it long enough and hard enough and are willing to make whatever efforts and sacrifices are necessary. There are no unrealistic goals, only unrealistic timelines. The very fact of writing them down sets the whole universe to work in your favor and activates all the mental laws. In fact, the very act of writing down big, challenging goals causes three things to happen. First, your self-concept and your self-confidence go up immediately. The act of setting goals requires self-confidence and simultaneously builds self-confidence. Having the courage to write down what you really want improves your self-image and raises your self-esteem. The action itself generates a feeling of greater personal power and ability. Second, goal setting actually gives you a burst of physical and mental energy. Your heart rate and your respiratory rate speed up. The very act of goal setting is inherently exciting. It sounds a little corny, but someone once said, "Feeling listless? Make a list." And it's true. It's like stepping on the accelerator of your own mental and physical potential, and if you do it every day, the results can be amazing. Third, the very fact that you have committed a goal to paper dramatically increases the likelihood that you'll achieve that goal. Your mind is structured in such a way that you cannot define a goal clearly without simultaneously having the ability to attain it. Again, the most important question is, how badly do you want it? There are several good mental tools that you can use to set your goals. The first is to imagine that you've just won $1 million in cash and that you can do or have anything you want. What would you do with the money? Where would you go? What changes would you make in your life? If you had complete financial freedom, what would you do differently from what you're doing now? Write it all down. A second exercise is to describe your ideal lifestyle. Imagine that you could live what in your estimation was the perfect life. What part of the country would you choose to live in? What kind of a company would you choose to work for or start and run as your own? What kind of a home and car would you want? And how would you like to spend your time and live your life? What kind of relationships do you want? A third way of setting goals is to ask yourself what you would do if you learned today that you only had 6 months to live. If you had no limitations, how would you spend your last 6 months on Earth? This is just another way of asking, what is really important to you? Who would you want to spend time with? What would you want to accomplish? What would you like to leave behind? In other words, what do you truly value? What are the things that really give meaning and purpose to your life? A fourth exercise is to list all of the worries or problems in your life and write out a goal which is the perfect solution to each of the difficulties. If money is a concern, write out a goal which clearly defines how much you want to earn, how much you want to have, and what you want to achieve financially over the next 3 to 5 years. Think about your family and your relationships. Describe the perfect situation between you and the important people in your life, and then make out a series of goals to achieve that situation. Look at your health. Describe what perfect physical health means to you, and then make out a plan to achieve that level of fitness. A fifth way to set goals is to define the kind of person that you would most like to become, both personally and professionally. Then, you work out a plan of personal and professional development that will enable you to learn and grow and become the kind of person you most admire and would most like to be. Remember, as Goethe said, before you can have something, you must first be something. Once you've written out your goals, divide them into the different areas of your life that are important. There are basically 6 divisions that most people use, but you can have more or less. These 6 divisions are, first, financial and material goals. Second, family and personal goals. Third, self-improvement goals. Fourth, spiritual goals. Fifth, health and physical goals. And sixth, social and community goals. To perform at your very best, your life must be in balance. This means that you need to have goals in each area so that you're moving progressively forward on something that's important to you all the time. The next step, once you have all your goals in writing, is to organize them in order of priority. Select the goals that are more important than others and put them at the top of each list. Then select the goals that are second and third and fourth and so on. Finally, and perhaps the most important of all in goal setting, is for you to select the one goal out of all the goals that is more important to you than any other. This is the key to your success. The mental discipline to set your goals and to sort them out and to decide on your chief aim or your major definite purpose is the starting point of individual greatness. This goal is the one goal, the accomplishment of which will lead to the attainment of many of your other goals. It becomes the basic organizing principle for all your other goals and activities. This goal is what enables you to bring all your mental resources to bear on the forward progress that leads to the unshakable self-confidence that you desire. This is not easy, but it's all important. Orison Swett Marden again wrote, "The giants of the race have been men and women of concentration, who have struck sledgehammer blows in one place until they have accomplished their purpose. The successful men and women of today are those of one overmastering idea, one unwavering aim, men and women of single and intense purpose." Single-minded concentration in the direction of your dreams will intensify your desires and increase the positive emotional component of your goal. This intensity of concentration will activate the law of attraction and begin to attract people and opportunities into your life that are in harmony with your goal. And the more you think about it, the more it will come to dominate and direct your life, and the more rapidly you will move toward it and it towards you. Your major goal must be measurable. It's a basic rule that what gets measured gets done. So make it clear and quantitative and objective, and if necessary, break it down into smaller parts that you can work on one at a time. Your major goal must also be clearly time-bounded. Set a deadline on it. Select a realistic but challenging date for its completion and write it down. If it's a long-term goal, like 2 or 3 years, then break it down into smaller parts with minor goals or benchmarks every 30 to 60 days. Finally, create a structure of rewards that you'll give yourself upon the attainment of each part of your goal and on the attainment of your entire goal. For maximum motivation and high achievement, you need to tie each goal to a reward and each part of the goal to a smaller reward. The reward may be a vacation or a holiday. It may be a new car or a new home. It may be something that affects all the members of your family. Many people enlist the support and cooperation of their spouses and children by agreeing to rewards that everyone will get when the goal is attained. Rewards make the process more fun and more interesting, and they also act as an inner drive that propels you forward when the going gets rough.